Here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, we have got Dare Dice. We're going to roll the dice. The lowest number has to face the box of shame. We'll do that live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, in the next 15 minutes. First of all, follow us on there if you don't. Make sure you follow everybody on the show so you can stay connected with us. But Dare Dice coming up here in less than 15 minutes. Liv the Web Girl has talked about this, and we have too. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have split after 8 months of marriage. It's sad, but some said, well, we could have seen that coming. But I'm wondering who listening right now to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show at 833-563-2539 can call in and share who has had the shortest marriage. I kind of want to see who has had the shortest one, and I want to know, why did it end? Did the person cheat on you? I mean, did you find something out? I mean, those are kind of the obvious stories, but I want to hear yours. And I got some stories, not about me. I've never been married like more than once than I am currently to my wife, Lindsay. But some people that I know of hers, like actual weddings I went to, people that I gave gifts to, people, they have been divorced. And but I'll get to that in a second. But some short marriages, you may not even remember them. They were so short. Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd, 8 months. That's all they were together.
Gosh. Yeah, remember that.
Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, they were together 5 months. You also got
I bet, honestly, the fact that they made it 5 months is shocking to me.
Definitely one of the most infamous ones recently in our common time is Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
I knew you were going to bring that up. 72 babies, or days, baby. Not 72 babies, but 72 days. And what I love about it is that not a single Kardashian or Jenner lets her forget it. They always on the show are like, well, longer than your marriage. And she's like, huh, okay, I get it.
Could you imagine if Kim had 72 babies? Like, watch out, Octomom. There's a new lady on the scene. Pamela Anderson and Rick Solomon. He's the guy that leaked their sex tape. What a turd. 60 days, they were together.
She married the guy that leaked her sex tape?
Well, I think it was after. I don't think he did it before.
Oh.
So like, hey, thanks for leaking our sex tape. Let's get married. Oh, okay. I love you. Okay. And how about just over 2 days? Britney Spears and Jason Alexander, 55 hours. That was, I think, wasn't that in Vegas? And she's like, oh, we're going to annul this immediately. That's over.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. It's all. What about Rachel Green and Ross from Friends? Their marriage didn't last long. Remember, they got married in Vegas.
We're doing hypothetical character ones now?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Okay. I've never seen Friends.
Okay, well, I think it's important for our pop culture reference. So, yeah, they did have a marriage that lasted long. But I think I feel like, which I have no idea what goes on in any of these marriages, and I've never been married. I feel like a lot of these, though, are impulse decisions, and that's why they get married, and then they maybe have time to think about it and realize it and realize the scope of what they did, and they're like, yeah, no, this is not going to work out.
It's like the puppy love, the puppy dog phase where you love everything. 833-563-2539. Is there anybody out there that had a really short marriage? I want to know, how short was it and what were the contributing factors? Why did it end?
So I know this girl that I was kind of friends with on my last years of college. She was married for, I think, like a year and 1 week. And during the year and 1 week, there was infidelity with both of the sides.
Then why even get married? Why get married?
During the marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but I mean, like, how do you have infidelity after you commit yourself like that?
So,
like that shortly, a year.
So it was on both of them, and she said on her wedding day, she was so unhappy. And she even said something to her, like, to her, I guess, like one of her bridesmaids. And was like, wait, do you think I should be doing this? And like, no, you're just having cold feet. You're just having cold feet. And just like, I don't know. Like, I really don't think I should be doing this. I don't think this should be happening.
They should have
like,
called it off.
And she was like, no, you're just having cold feet. You're fine. Because no one knew what was really going on inside the relationship. But apparently she had been unhappy for a long time. And her ex now was super controlling. And no one knew that, though. Like, she never shared that. So on the outside, it looked like they were happy. So her bridesmaid was like, no, you're just having cold feet. It's fine. And she said she was so scared to, you know, call it off because the venue was booked. The food was booked. Everyone had already made reservations for the hotel. Like, the flowers, there were already deposits on everything. And it was a lavish wedding. So she got too scared to back out of it.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this, or would you like to be anonymous?
It's fine. This is Mara.
What happened, Mara? What was it, your marriage or a friend's?
It was my brother's marriage.
All right, how short was your brother's marriage?
a little over 3 months.
Wow, that's really quick. Now, why did it end?
Well, they'd known each other for years, and they were on again, off again. And while they were off again, he decided he wanted her back and went to her work and proposed to her, rented a tux and everything, like went all out. And she said no. But then right after that, her boyfriend that she was with, they got in a fight. So she broke up with him and went back with my brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And decided to go ahead and marry him, hoping that she would get rescued by her previous boyfriend while she was saying, I do.
What?
Well, like a damsel in distress situation? That's insane.
Yeah. So and her previous boyfriend was like, peace.
I mean, honestly, good for him. So she literally planned an entire wedding, booked everything just in the hopes to be a runaway bride.
Exactly.
Does she realize she does not actually live in a movie?
I think she does now, but then she was a little iffy to begin with.
How old was she?
She was 25, 26 at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I can see Liv pulling that one right now. I can see that's a Liv move.
Like that.
The saddest thing is my brother is now 39 years old, and he is still single and not remarried.
Well, aww. He's got time. Guys are lucky. We, for whatever reason, get the benefit of the doubt. We can be old and women are attractive, but if a woman is like 35 plus, they get like written off. It's not fair.
Porkchop's giving me the look. That's because there's sexism in our society.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you can be old silver fox and
it's hot. I'm 36. I think I'm still looking pretty damn good.
Yeah, I bet you are.
You are too. I'm saying you, but it's like you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
30 is the new 20. 30 is the new 20, baby.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for calling in. Sorry to hear that about your brother, but I mean, the stories are all kind of similar. Like you brought up Liv and like she brought up, I remember my wife, Lindsay, one of her friends, the guy just totally shut down after he got married. Like he was a sales guy and you have to go out and sell. That's how you make commission.
Right.
He would just do half days and go home and play with the dog. She's like, I'm not supporting you, like, if you're not going to work. He just shut down working. And then the other one, this is what I don't get. I get if you got, like, a time and, like, the things shut down, you're not flipping pancakes in a relationship. But this couple, for whatever reason, were together, like, high school and college. They got married. And within a year, she cheated on him with a coworker. I'm like, okay, if you had an attraction to this guy, why not just go with him then? Like, why even get married?
This is giving me so much anxiety. I am never, ever in my life going to get married.
All right, hey,
I have so much anxiety now.
If you can beat 3 months, which is not a thing to brag about, I guess, let us know on our social media, Radio Now AM Show.